online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Kent head teachers have joined around 1,000 others to call for more funding during a protest outside Downing Street. They've written to the Chancellor and are also worried about class sizes and staff shortages. Steve Davies is the executive head of Rose Street and Westminster Primary Schools in Sheerness. He's so worried he's asked parents for extra money.
A lot of schools have done this in the past. It's quite an old-fashioned idea, I suppose, but I'm just asking for that so I can recoup some of the expenditure that we have to make when we're doing wonderful enhancement activities for our children.
A voluntary £25 a year would help cover the cost of trips and clubs. The government says there's more money going into schools than ever before. Meantime, a nursery in Tunbridge Wells could be on the verge of closing because of a similar cash crisis. Deputy Manager Kate Wilkinson from Holding Hands Preschool, which has a deficit of £7,000, says she and her manager have even dropped a day's wages.
We do manage to get a sponsor or somebody allows us to have a grant or some kind of sustainability money from somewhere, we probably would be closing by Christmas. And it's not the first nursery in this area in the last few months that will be closing.
You can have your say by clicking on our story at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A woman's been jailed for 5.5 years for stealing £62,000 from a Grenfell Tower victim fund and £35,000 from the NHS in Medway. Jenny McDonough took the cash while working in the finance department for Kensington and Chelsea Council and at the health service. According to her, the 39-year-old from Abbey Wood in southeast London spent the money on gambling and luxury holidays. The dad of a teenager who died after eating a pret-a-manger baguette claims the law was playing Russian roulette with his daughter's life. Natasha Ednan Laperouse died of a severe allergic reaction, but Pret, which says it's deeply sorry, says it didn't need to warn about sesame seeds. Kent's first biomass power plant, capable of powering 50,000 homes, is opening in Sandwich today. The Kent Renewable Energy Facility will burn sustainable wood from local woodlands, saving more than 100,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide. It's designed to provide energy for businesses at the local Discovery Park and homes in the area for at least 20 years. Colin Dobson is the general manager.
We've seen a big change in the power industry probably in the last 10, 15 years with it moving more and more to a renewable nature with wind turbines, solar, biomass power plants, and these are all parts of a balanced energy mix that we need going forwards.
Road campaigners want rules to be changed after David Beckham avoided a speeding charge on a technicality. Despite the footballer admitting he drove too fast, a judge accepted the ticket hadn't arrived in time.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and England's women are up to third in the world rankings. They've overtaken France and now sit behind the USA and Germany. Phil Neville's side beat Wales last month to qualify for next summer's World Cup. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.